Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply do the math. Do the math. You remember growing up as kids, it was either the subject we loved or the subject we hated. That was math. And no matter how far we got through school, we could never get away from math. You only took writing for us a particular period of time. You only had art or PE every now and then, but we were going to take math every single day. And even as in high school, when we started writing with pens instead of pencils, you had to have that pencil in math class because there was no way you could get through an assignment without making at least one mistake. Well, math also has a relevance to building home-based businesses. It has a relevance to entrepreneurs all over the world, simply because those who master the fine art of math are the ones that are going to excel and thrive like never before. Math is our acronym today. I know you probably guessed it, that math would be our acronym, and that M in our math acronym reminds us of the importance to multiply. Yes, my friends and neighbors, to multiply. Now, just like math, when we took it in school, it wasn't so much what to do, when it was when to do it. And with math, for example, when it comes to multiplying, we've got to know what to multiply. The first thing we want to multiply is our message. You can multiply a message easily by having friends of yours forward emails or forward text messages. Even this podcast you're listening to right now, you're going to forward it to someone who's then going to forward it to somebody else, and all of it will have a way to trace back to you. By the same token, my friends, there is a message that you've got that must be multiplied. Big TV advertising companies will put ads on television because they want to multiply their message. A commercial is designed to multiply a message. If you've got a social media page, if you're big on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, it's important to multiply your message, your mission, what you stand for as a business owner to as many people as you can. That's the reason for it as it relates to a business, is the message is what we're there to multiply. You've got an email, it may be going to someone that has no affiliation with your business. You can encourage them, however, to forward it to someone that might be interested. The goal is to multiply as it pertains to our message. Then the A in our math acronym is we've got to know when to add. Yes, adding relates to the people that are coming on our team. Multiplication is our message. We want to multiply the message, then we want to add members to the team. Remember, I didn't say we want to multiply members to the team. We want to add new members to the team. This process takes place one by one. Many people get discouraged because they're not building their teams and their opinions fast enough. They want to add people by the dozens. They want the big meetings and they want everyone to sign up at the exact same time. Well, that's great. However, you prefer to add. Just think about it. If you added one new person to your team every single week, and then if the people you added one new person to their teams every other week, it wouldn't take long before you would be looking then at a team of over 1,000. Yes, and that's why that process is selective. Think about the NFL draft. The National Football League holds a draft where they select new players. They get so much time to go through and analyze every player that's available that's coming out of college. This is a long and arduous process. They don't add 4, 5, 6 players at a time. They just add one. Every player, every team gets to pick one new player in every round. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, you'd rather have 1 or 2 solid people on your team than 5 or 6 headaches, because with the adding process is a process of selection. It's not just simplicity, it is selection. You want to find those that can resonate with the vision, that have the work ethic, the drive, the desire, and belief system in order to be able to grow, and you want them to be committed to adding. adding as well. So once we've multiplied and once our message and added new members to the team, then the other thing we've got to do, that T in our math acronym reminds us of takeaways. Yes, takeaways. You may know it as subtraction. When I was a kid, we called it takeaway. That's when you would subtract the number and come out with your final number at the bottom. Well, by the same token, takeaway is important in business. Taking away the bad habits, taking away those things that we don't need, taking away the inefficiencies from the course of our day. Every business owner thrives and excels based on his or her ability to effectively take away. Every time we embark on a new journey to run a business, there means that there's going to be some sacrifices. Everything cannot go with us. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, think about the most time-consuming bad habit you've got, whether it's internet surfing or binge TV watching, or maybe it's just holding conversations that last way too long. I would encourage you to think about the most time-consuming bad habits and then begin the takeaway process. Even the people that might be those that are not contributing to your success, those people, you might have to have a takeaway mechanism as it relates to them. I can remember when I first started running a business many years ago, I was fascinated with the lunch meeting. And I had an office that would set my meetings up, and I'd have one meeting in Dallas and another in Plano and another in Fort Worth and another in Arlington. And then one of the accountants that worked for our company began to calculate the length of time it took me just to drive from one meeting to the next. And when I started seeing how long it would take, I discovered I was wasting hours of time every week just driving to and from meetings. Well, we changed our strategy. I get to a nice restaurant, and we offer everyone that comes to meet us, we buy their lunch. No problem. If you come meet us on our ground in our area where it's convenient for us, then we will be glad to pay for them to eat. What happened is the inefficiency went away. I was no longer spending time commuting from point A to point B to point C to point D. I was actually maximizing my time because all of my meetings were in one place. Then my meeting times got better simply because when one meeting would seem to run long, here comes my next meeting, which would automatically end the meeting I was in. My friends and neighbors, there are several things we can do to take away inefficiencies. Whatever your inefficiencies might be, I challenge you to take away. Yes, that's important for us to analyze the things that need to be removed in order for us to be successful. And finally, my friends, every math class I've ever been a part of, and you as well, made us do homework. Yes, it made us take the work home. My mother had the responsibility of checking over my math homework during the week, and my father checked it on the weekends. I had to bring work home. That's the same thing that it relates to building and developing and establishing a business. You want to bring work home. Yes, in this environment, it's okay to work at night. It's okay to work on weekends. It's okay to put in the effort on holidays because all that homework paid off. Those who did their homework were the ones that were successful. Those who did not were the ones that fell behind. Those that came in with a homework excuse and said, my dog ate the homework, or I lost it on the bus. Those individuals fell behind in math, but those who were diligent and completing their homework mastered math the same way those who are diligent in taking work home and abandoning the 9-to-5 mentality and realizing that people do business all times of the day. That's the reason why we can excel, because we begin to do homework. When everybody else is sleeping, we're working. When they're playing, we're focused. When they are relaxing, we're energized to do even more because we understand math. My friends, if you enjoyed this training segment, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.